What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:33 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. This is KMOX's At Your Service. Greg Damon sitting in the big chair. As I promised, we're going to talk a little basketball. That's right, because I have the champs in the house. Incarnate Word, six time, back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back state champions sitting in the house. And I'm going to let the ladies introduce themselves right here. Go ahead, ladies. Just pull up one of the mics there and just tell me your name and...
Hi, I'm Abby Sextro.
I'm Kaylin Janes. I'm Olivia Hahn. I'm a senior.
I'm Natalie Potts.
I'm Sophia Otten.
And we got the coach in the house with us, Dan Rolfes. Thanks, guys, for coming down, hanging out with us here on At Your Service tonight. Well, I got to tell you, man, we were on here last year, just almost a complete year ago, and for a state championship. How does it feel? Six times in a row? I mean, come on, man. That's got to be awesome. Is it old hat now? I mean, is it like, you know, we did it again?
No, it's always fun. It's always a blast having another state championship and another hardware to bring back to IWA.
Especially because we put in a lot of unseen hours and people don't really understand how much work we go in preparation before each game. So it really just means a lot to leave it all on the court. And I believe we did that all season.
Dan, what about you now? I mean, here you go. I mean, how do you do it? Because I got to tell you, to the games that I've been to, it's like a machine. It doesn't matter who's on the court. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's like a machine. It's like everybody finds the open man. Everybody finds the open man. Everybody finds the open man.
Yeah, I'm extremely lucky to work with the young ladies that I get to. The girls in our program really buy into our system. It's a very team-oriented system, and... You know, we may play teams with a better player, but I always feel like we're the better team just because of how we play and the team game that we play and the defense that we stress and the attention to detail that we put into our each and every game. So, you know, it's – and I think that's the reason for a lot of our success. You know, obviously we don't have kids – in high school for all six of the state championships in a row. So, you know, when these guys leave, I just hope those, you know, freshmen and sophomores step up and take their place. And, you know, so many of them put their time in, don't get a lot of playing time as much early on. And then when it's their time, they, you know, they come to play and, you know, and just continue the success of our program.
Well, you know, I think you brought up two of the things that I had marked down was talking about it's a team game. Like, I can't sit here and go, yeah, it's always the same person scoring. It's always the same person getting open. It's like a team game, and everybody buys into it. But the defense is stifling. I mean, there's no way that I'd want to play against you ladies because I'd want to hit somebody because it's like you just can't move.
You know, when I first got to Incarnate 23 years ago, I did not have the talent that I have now. I had a lot of, you know, good athletes, but, you know, the game has changed to where, you know, it's almost these guys are playing nonstop all year round. So the skill level has definitely increased over the years. So early on, I had a bunch of athletes and we really stressed defense. We were hoping to hold everybody in the low 40s, high 30s, and hopefully beat people by, you know, five or six. And now we're doing the same, hoping to keep people in the low 40s, high 30s, but hoping we score 70. So it's definitely, our kids know that we've got to play defense. We put a lot of energy into our scout, watch film a lot, have a pretty in-depth scouting report, know how we're going to defend people. So we really stress defense, and now that we have such good skilled players, you know, sky's the limit for our program.
Well, you know, that's what I, again, as I said, you know, it doesn't matter who's in. It just seems like no matter who's in, they're all skilled players. It's like there's really no drop-off, you know, from the start of the game to the end of the game.
Yeah, no, and that's kudos to these guys. You know, they're, you know, every morning when I walk in to school, there's someone in the gym shooting. You know, when I leave practice, you know, their rides are in the gym rebounding for these guys. So, you know, when KJ was talking about unseen hours, they put those hours in well beyond, and you know, we practice 6 days a week already. And then the shooting and the work that they put in outside of just practice during the regular season is, you know, I don't see a lot of kids doing that.
No, I agree 100%. And you talk about the off hours, and that really comes down to the quality of players that you have, quality of the kids that you have, about how these ladies go out and they do it on their own. They make sure that they know what's going on. They take the extra training. They do the extra weights just to make sure that they are ready to go when they're called upon. Am I correct, ladies?
Yes, sir.
You can't wait. You can't nod your head because nobody can hear you when you nod your head. Okay. This is why I'm on radio. I'm like, I got a face for radio, so you got to be able to talk on there. But that's what it is. I mean, it really takes a tremendous amount of effort, and obviously you have to have talent, but it takes a lot of determination, a lot of effort to make sure that you're at your top of your game every day at practice, every day at a game.
Definitely. Yes. I also think we're really lucky to have everyone's versatile on the team. A post player can be bringing up the ball on the court. The point guard can post up. So we really have a lot of versatility on our team, and I think that is really on our side this year.
Go ahead. Oh, I thought somebody was going to... Were you going to say something? Jump right on. It's all right.
You know, I think a lot of, you know, success breeds success. And I think when our younger players see our juniors and seniors staying after practice and getting extra rep in and seeing how they prepare for games, what they do in practice, it sets a great example, and it really sets the tone for our whole program. So our expectations are well known, you know, from day one to all the new players on the team. So, and a lot of that has to do with our upperclassmen, who want to be successful. They want to win state championships. They want to go on and play at the next level. So they're willing to do all the little things necessary to be successful.
Now, what do you ladies do? So you have freshmen coming in there, and for you upperclassmen, do you like lay the law down? Hey, this is the way it goes. You're going to be here, and I'm going to be on, you know, I'm going to watch and make sure, and you're going to put the time in. Is that what happens?
I mean, those freshmen that we have now, they've always kind of looked up to us. They're just such a special group, and I'm glad we got to play with them. Like, I have pictures with them when they were, like, in 6th and 7th grade. So they just kind of came in, and they just knew they had to get it done.
Now, do you feel that you're a mentor of these younger players, and you want to, you know, you want to show them the right way to do it? And this is how we do it here at Incarnate Word. And we want to make sure that you're staying on schedule and doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, we definitely keep them in check and make sure that they're doing what they need to and that they're on the right track.
Now, Dan, we talked about players. Do you think players, you talked about how long you've been there. Do you think players have changed over the years? I mean, do you think players are more prepared today than they were, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago?
I think the style of play is a lot different. It's more perimeter oriented. You know, back when I first started, we were very much high-low type basketball, jam it inside,
driving the hole,
post play. And then now, you know, Natalie here's, you know, 6'2", and you know, she's one of our better three-point shooters. You know, 20 years ago she would never stepped out of the paint.
Right.
So I think the game has changed. And it's a faster paced game, more 3-point shooting, more spread you out, more drive, more versatility among the players. So, I do think, you know, obviously there were some great players, you know, 20 whatever years ago. I just think the type of skill has changed, you know, especially over the last 10 years for sure.
Well, I think there's, for me, you know, I coach football and my son plays football, but there seems to be a real emphasis on extra training and getting ready, getting prepared before you get to practice to make sure, you know, for football, our big thing is that we got to make sure that the athlete's feet are correct. You know, we as a coach, you don't have time to teach that. You know, they need to come in and already know this because you're instilling plays and you're, you know, trying to learn defense and you're trying to do this and that.
You know, for sure. You know, the trainers, the outside skill development aspect of sports is huge right now. So, and, you know, also now playing the sport year-round, you know, there's obviously pros and cons to that, but it has led to, you know, higher-level players. It's, you know, like I said, it's good and bad. But these, the time that the girls put in and that skill development aspect, because you're right, in practice, you know, when we're 60-something practices in, we're not doing a ton of skill development.
Correct.
We're getting our shots up, or we're preparing for our opponents, and we're trying to make a run. So, you know, but just to, you know, for example, you know, we finished our season on Saturday, and these guys are all practicing for their AU teams tonight. And,
right.
And it just doesn't end. So I think that's why you're seeing the level of skill that we're seeing now.
All right. Well, fantastic. I got to take a quick break. Can you guys hang with me some more?
Yep.
Yes?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good.
Sure.
We can't nod our heads.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. All right, folks, this is the KMOX. I almost said KMOX Auto Show, but it's not. It's KMOX is at your service on a Tuesday night. Greg Damon hanging out with you all the way till 10 o'clock. Stick around. More to come.
All the news and all that matters to you. The voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome back, everyone. 9:49 is your time right here in the heart of Mid-America. What? You're listening to KMOX is at your service tonight. Greg Damon hanging out with you. We're talking basketball in the house. How about this? Incarnate Word. They're state champions again, 6 times. Not only that, how about 100 consecutive wins in a row? 100 consecutive wins in a row. Ladies been kind enough to hang out here with us in the KMOX studio tonight, and also their coach, Dan Rolfus. Again, thanks, Dan, for coming down, bringing ladies coming down as well. How does it feel, ladies? How does it feel to win 100 in a row? Was there any pressure, you know, when you're up to like 94? And you're playing some of these really good teams. Is there any pressure? Is that in the back of your mind?
It feels good. There's really no pressure behind it. I just play the game and just do what we always do. So
we really didn't even really know that we were going to get 100 consecutive wins until mostly the end of the season. My dad calculated that out for us. So we really had
thanks,
no
Dad.
Idea. We
no
had
pressure.
No idea, but... it was cool to experience in.
Oh, it's got to be really cool. I mean, your 100th consecutive win on the state championship on top of it. I mean, that's like the cherry on top, yep. You know?
Perfect way out.
Yeah, perfect way. Also, like, to, you know, win against Rockbridge, and, like, that's the last team we lost to, so it's, like, extra revenge. So it's pretty awesome.
No, it's way awesome. It's way awesome. So going into the game... I mean, were you ladies nervous going into the game against Rockbridge? Obviously, Rockbridge, pretty tough opponent. Not that you haven't played tough opponents all over the United States to begin with, but, you know, pretty tough opponent here the final game. What was the locker room like before the game?
I feel like definitely, like, getting to play tough competition. Like, we traveled, we play, like, a national schedule. So getting to play those teams year-round definitely prepares us for big games like this. So... we had a short turnaround after our semifinal game on Friday, So we had to learn our scout really quick and execute to the best of our abilities, and I believe we did that. So just got to prepare for every game the same way and focus on the things we can control. And
now, did Coach Dan, did he get the whip out and like, okay, it's time to film, let's go?
He was a little behind this time around. He was like pushing back film over and over. We're like, it's fine, you just take your time.
How about you, Dan? So what do you do to prepare KJ, for this?
KJ, very well put. So it is. It's such a short turnaround because we play at 8 o'clock on Friday night. We get back to the hotel. We got to feed these guys. So then at about 11, I'm starting to watch as much film as I possibly can. And I have to have the scout and the film and how we want to attack them offensively, how we want to guard them defensively done by 11. Because we get on the bus. We have our shoot around at noon. Got to go eat and then play. So, watch film, watch as much film as I possibly can, and try to prepare these guys. So, it's...
I know it's a fine balance, for
yeah,
sure.
For sure. They know the system, and KJ said it correctly. We're going to prepare and approach the first game of the season and the last game of the season the exact same. I think a big part of our success is our preparation and how we go about every opponent, and I think that's one of the keys, and I think these guys would be shocked if I would walk into a game or prior to a game and say, we're not going to scout or we're not going to watch film or we're not going to, prepare. They would not expect that. They wouldn't know what to do, and I think they would think something was wrong with me. So
probably, yeah. Definitely.
So it just... I feel like a big part of my job is to get these ladies ready for college. I want to prepare them as a basketball player and a person, prepare them to play at the next level and then win games. And I think in our program we do that. And the IQ portion and what goes into preparing and winning games, I think they'll be good at, and a lot of times that's why our kids are able to play in college early on, because they're used to that, and that's what they know, and that's what we do. And we have three of our seniors going on to play at the next level. Natalie, that's here, is going to the University of Nebraska. Olivia here is going to Maryville University, and then Brooke Coffey, who's not here right now, is going to Illinois State. So. I'm fortunate. I get players that want to go and play at the next level. So our practices are extremely competitive, and they want to get better. They want to play at the next level, and they want to put the time in. So,
one thing that I've already said is, as far as playing in college, when you have like your team that's I just call them the machine. Everybody knows where they are. There's no real superstars out of it. I mean, you've got some excellent players. Don't get me wrong. But it's a team game. You can tell it's a team game. It doesn't matter who's on the court. It's a team game. And that's the same thing. You talked about players biding their time and they're prepared when they're ready to come in. They're prepared and ready to go. It's the same thing in college. When you're a star player on a bad team and you're taking all the shots and you're getting all the accolades and you're getting all the stories written about you and stuff like that, and all of a sudden you go to the college and you're not the big fish anymore. Now there's got to be a big learning curve, because you got a lot of other people that are just as good or better than you.
For sure. I think, trying to get to the next level, I think a lot of coaches at the next level want winners. I mean, there's something to be said about someone who is going to win and expects to win, and it's contagious. And I think that's extremely important. It's important to me, and I know it's important to the college coaches.
Yep, absolutely. Well, ladies, we got about a minute left. I guess give me your best story about what happened in the final game. Go ahead.
Well, I got to go on the court for the first time this season.
Well, you've been injured all year, though.
Yes,
so.
But it was so awesome. I loved it.
And
every moment. I
know Kaylin just like erupted for like, what, 175 points or something like that?
I wouldn't say that much, but yeah, it was... definitely a big game for me to step up and just take the right shots, try not to force anything, and don't know. I left it all out there. That's all I could do.
Cheddar career high.
Open. Yeah. Don't leave KJ open.
Yeah. Natalie, what about you as far as last game?
It was exciting to end on 100 wins, state championship. I couldn't have asked for a perfect ending. I'm ready to move on to Nebraska.
There you go. You got about 10 seconds.
I definitely think that the best thing that we had was energy, and that really helped us, you know, push through that game and get the win.
And just to win it with my best friends. I'm so thankful for this team.
Nice. Well, ladies, thanks so much. That's going to about do it for the show,
thanks
folks.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Continue success. Folks, that's going to wrap it up here for KMOX is at your service tonight. Thanks for listening. Hey, you guys be nice to each other out there. Love each other, all right? We'll catch you next time. Thanks so much for listening.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.